Today we will be doing Siman Tov Reish Hei, which is a very interesting siman in the Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber says, "Mashenogim lasos kapora be'erev Yom Kippur." That those are noeg to do a kapora on erev Yom Kippur. Lishcho tarnegol al kol ben zocher, to slaughter, to shecht a chicken for every ben zocher. V'lomer olav psukim, and to say psukim on it. Yesh l'noah haminag. You shouldn't do that. You should try and stop that minhag. The Machaber Shita is that the minhag of Kaporis is a mistake and is wrong al pidin. There's a chash of darkei hoyamori. It looks like superstition. The Machaber holds not to do it. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, Hagah, v'yesh mi ha-ga'onim shekosvu minhag zeh. There are ga'onim that wrote this. V'chein kosvu also rab min ha-achronim. And there are many after them that wrote it. That is our minig, and you should not change it. It is an early minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the idea of the kapara, what is this kapara is all about, that what we do is we take a chicken and we watch the chicken actually being slaughtered, and we think that this is really what deserves to be done to us for all of our chatoim. And that will bring a person to tshuva. We're not dealing with superstition. We're dealing with things that, first of all, as a minig vasikin, do all kinds of things up in heaven. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, we can relate to it as well. We're supposed to use the kaparis as a hisoris to tshuva. So our minig, the minig, according to the Rama, is for people to do kaparis. Now, what do they do? So it says that you say psukim on the hen or the rooster for zocher in a kaver, and we'll get to that soon. And then they slaughter it. Now there's a problem with the shechita. The minig was to do it on Erev Yom Kippur, right? What the Machaber says not to do on Erev Yom Kippur, the minig was to do it on Erev Yom Kippur. When do people do it? So the ideal time to do it was between slichas and davening, which means before daybreak. First of all, shechita balayla is only permissible if in a well-lit place. You have to have an avuka, you have to have a very well-lit place. But second of all, we have shochtim that are up all night shechting people's kaparis. They're tired, and they're not careful with the way they're shechting, and as a result of it, here we go, an Erev Yom Kippur of all other days, what they're doing is creating nevela. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be careful that they're actually checking their knives to make sure that the knives are still flawless. And what a person should really do, if he wants to make sure that the shochet is really shechting properly, is he should call a shochet to his house. Not go to this main place where all the shochetim are sitting, but call a shochet to his house. Now, even when you call a shochet to the house, the neighbors are going to come. So he won't only be doing yours, he'll be doing the neighbors as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah there, at least make sure that if he doesn't check the knife after every shechita, because that is time consuming, at least make sure that after he does all of the chickens of a particular person, he checks the knife then. And the halacha will be that should he find that the knife got flawed, then all of the chickens that were shechted between the previous time that he checked the knife and the time that he inspected it now, all of them would be considered nevela. All of them would be treif. So you have to make sure not to leave until he checks the knife, just to make sure it doesn't become nevela. Other than that, he does bring down from the Chayyadim, there's another Eitzah. If you want to avoid any Chashash of Nevela, take money, put that around your head and go through the Minig of Kaparis with that, and then give that money to Tzedakah. This way you'll avoid the entire problem of a Chashash of Nevela. The Rama goes on, and the Rama says, V'noagim likach tarnagol zocher lezocher, that one takes a rooster for a male, v'lankeva lokhin tarnagolis, and a hen for a woman, v'lokhin lemuuberis, for a pregnant woman, beis tarnagolin, we take two chickens, ulai teleid zocher, because she may give birth to a zocher. Now what does this mean? We take two because she may have a zocher, which means that if what she's got inside her is a girl, then she really doesn't need to. Which means that the Rama holds that you can actually have two people using one chicken. Just you couldn't have a man and woman sharing one because you've got a problem. Is it going to be a hen or a rooster? So that's why, in the case of a pregnant woman, she takes two, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, she'll take one hen, one rooster. The hen is for her, and if it's a girl, it's for the girl too. And the rooster is just in case she's got a boy. So based on this, a few people could get together and share a hen or rooster. Then he brings down that there are those who make sure that everybody has their own. But it's clear, according to the Ramah, you can share, and the Mishnah Berurah brings those down who use their own. At the time that we put it around our heads, the Mishnah Berurah says, we say, ze chalifasi, ze temurasi, ze kaparasi, roshe teves, the letters of ches, taf, and kaf, spell the malach hamamuna al hachayim, the malach who is in charge of life. Next, the Ramah says, the minhag is, bocharim, we choose betarnagolim levonim, white ones. Why white ones? Because the pasuk says, "Miuchateichem kashonim kashela yalbinu." So the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you say explicitly, "I'm looking for white ones," that may be darkei amori as well. You're not to say it. So what you do, you know, you go to wherever they're selling them and make sure you choose a white one, but don't say a word about it. Don't explicitly walk in and say, "You know, I am looking for a white hen or a white rooster." Now, what do you do with it? V'nogu liten ha-kaporis la'aniyim. You either give the chicken to the poor, o lifdosim b'mamin shenos la'aniyim, or you redeem it, you give its value to the poor. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that each one has its merit. On the one hand, giving a chicken is ready food. They don't have to go and buy food. They just cook their chicken. On the other hand, it's a lot more respectable to give a poor person money than to walk in with a chicken. So, in either case, each one was looking for the better thing to do. Further, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not use miser money for the kaparis, for pidyon kaparis. In other words, if you use the chicken and you're going to eat it, and what you do is take the money and give that to tzedakah, you cannot be poda your kaparis with kesef miser, which was supposed to go to the poor anyway. You're supposed to use money of chulin, not money of miser. Further, the Yesh Makom Mishnogim Leilach al Hakforos ula Harbos Bitstaka. There's a minig to actually go to the Beis Hakforos and Erev Yom Kippur to daven and to give tzedakah. That tzedakah is allowed to be from Meiser. Unlike Pidyon Kaparis, here one is allowed to give his Meiser money from tzedakah for the Erev Yom Kippur tzedakah. However, it's Erev Yom Kippur, remember. And Erev Yom Kippur is not a day that we're marbe in slichas. Therefore, one should not say all kinds of tchinos that were not made to be said in Erev Yom Kippur. So even though there was a minute to go to the Beis HaKfaros to daven, it is not a day that one spends doing extra davening. Another thing, there is a, the Ramah says, V'yesh lahasmich shchitas HaKfaros miyad, achrei shechziru olav, that what you're supposed to do is, as soon as you're done doing the kaparas, go and shech them immediately. And next, the samach yodav olav. People do smicha, they put their hands on it, as if they're doing smicha, which is what they did in the case of a korban. Mishnah Berurah says that there's some who say not to do it, because it looks as if you have kachim bachutz. It's as if what you're going to do is shecht something that actually has a din of kachim. You know, you're doing smicha as if it's a korban, and you're doing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, how can anyone really think that it's kachim bachutz where there is absolutely no korban that is a chicken? Of all the different ofers that were brought for korbanis, they were not chickens. So therefore, there are two opinions of whether or not to do smicha. Next, v'zorkin b'nei me'ehem al hagagos, the insides of the chicken are thrown onto the roofs, o b'chotzer makom shof v'sichol makachas misham, a place that the birds can come and eat it. The reason we do that, there are two reasons. One is chesed. Show that even the insides of the chicken that we're not going to use, we're going to feed the birds with them. Another reason is because birds often eat things that are not hefker. They'll fly into someone's backyard and fly off with some food. Because they are neneh from gezel, we don't want to be neneh from their gezel on Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, the insides of the chicken, we would not use ourselves. Instead, we would make sure to leave that for the birds.